Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
February is Black History Month, picked to coincide with the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. In 1976, President Gerald Ford designated February as Black History Month. He called upon the public to seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. Other countries around the world also devote a month to celebrating Black history. Netflix is showing Kevin Hart's Guide to Black History Month that was produced in 2019. Hart highlights the contributions of history's Black unsung heroes in this entertaining, educational, and kid-friendly comedy special. One of the first things he says is, "There's so much more to Black history than peanuts." He's referring to George Washington Carver's pioneering agricultural work that's taught in elementary school classrooms. Hart made a point to not cover the typical subjects of Black History Month. He described several Black heroes of the Civil War, for instance, and people like Arctic explorer Matthew Henson, astronaut Mae Jemison, and performer-turned-allied spy Josephine Baker. He also tackles some racist myths head-on. For instance, the notion that slaves and owners coexisted peacefully in a way that benefited both. He asks, if slavery was so good, how come so many Blacks died trying to escape it? Hart describes Bessie Coleman, the first African-American woman to hold a pilot license. He jokes that she got pulled over by police asking where she got such a nice plane. Closer to home, several local bookstores are participating in the 4th annual NAACP Book Drive. Eureka Books, Booklegger, Northtown Books, and Tin Can Mailman are all working to help the Humboldt County Office of Education get 500 books into local K-12 schools. You can buy a book from a list of requested titles or a gift certificate of any amount to contribute to the cause. Right now, some school districts across the nation are banning books, and 35 states have introduced bills limiting what schools can teach about race. To me, this makes Black history that much more important. In the New York Times, columnist Ezra McCullough writes, "Black history offers America a chance to see itself, both as what we have failed to become and as we wish ourselves to be. It's not to inspire hate for one race or to cause division. America is seeing itself clearly is the first step towards owning and then learning from its mistakes. The second step is the long journey to become that which we hope to be, a more perfect and just union." This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.